who has downgrading them, don't you see, and they don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The people that rape at all in this country, they don't call niggers. Niggers.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that.
How about, suppose you're angry, suppose you get angry with a colored person. What are some of the names that they call them? Suppose they get angry with a colored person, what names would they call them?
Oh, I don't know. It depends on the culture of the person that got angry with him.
I've got some...
The average person that has the right way of thinking about things, the right attitude towards his fellow man, with his black or white, he didn't want any argument with niggas.
Mm-hmm.
They try to stay out as much as possible.
I've
heard them call black son of a bitch.
I've got some names here. Boogie or Jig or Shine or Coon.
Shine, they have a Shine. There's a Coon.
Monkeys.
Shine, Coon, niggers, colored people. The way to go for most people down here, when they have to make a distinction, they call them colored people.
Colored people?
Colored people.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. But
and call a white person just a white person?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
They call them white folks, you know.
White folks?
White folks.
And do you know if... what would a Negro, or what would a colored person call a white person if the colored person got mad at the white person? What kind of term do they use?
I don't know, I've heard very much of that.
You call them offy? Did you ever hear that?
No. In Civil War day, we call them white trash. He didn't wait hard, you know.
You might call them rednecks, or is that North Georgia mostly?
No, I don't think that's a nigger term. I don't think niggers ever use that. Yellownecks or rednecks?
Crackers?
Mm-hmm. I never hear any of that.
Mm-hmm. Suppose a man had a fishing rod and his little son carelessly broke it. You'd say that man got awfully what about the broken fishing rod?
Angry?
Angry, mad.
Disturbed?
Disturbed.
Emotional?
And suppose you've been working hard.
No, I might say mad, you know. Mad, that used to be... Mad and angry don't mean the same thing.
Really,
the Baptist was said to be a madman.
Uh-huh.
But that means he's just wild. He's raised in the wilderness down there south of Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
Eating loaves and wild honey. I think he'd run down a rabbit barefooted.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a horse crying in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
Repent for the kingdom of God is at hand.
Mm-hmm.
And he raises another man from the earth. He raises a madman.
Mm-hmm.
By most people.
He was a prophet.
What?
Because he was a prophet.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Probably had a lot to do with it.
Uh-huh. And suppose you been working hard all day. By night you might say, I am really
petered out.
Uh-huh.
Pooped.
You ever say tired? Just
tired, exhausted.
Uh-huh.
Worn out, used up.
If you get sick, if you become ill during the night, you might say, last night I suddenly, what sick?
Became ill or sick?
You say take sick or was sick or...
Nauseated? Sick in the stomach? It would depend on what nature the illness was.
You ever say just you took sick?
Or I was taking sick.
Uh-huh.
Oh, back then they would say I was took sick.
Took sick?
Took sick.
Mm-hmm.
Not took, but took.
And
took sick. I know what you mean now.
And after a wedding, the friends of the bride and groom might make a lot of noise. What would they call that?
What would they call that? They go in the wedding. What do they call that?
I've got several terms. A belling or a serenade.
Serenade.
You ever hear calathump?